Welcome back, bitches. This is Whitney Wren coming at you live. Podcast back. This week again, we don't have any other guests because I'm too lazy to get them down here. So we have Bree. This is our guest back again. This is like what, third Bree. fourth in a row. Third's fine. We're not going to discuss anything too deep about... Anywho, let's see. Let's talk about the fact that I got a new dog.
Go get him.
Is it a problem? Probably.
Definitely.
Whose life is it? Mine. So, therefore, I can still do what I want.
Period.
Get whatever I want. You know what I'm saying? If I want 18 dogs, I'm going to have 18 dogs. If I want a farm, I'm going to have a farm. If I want a cow, I'm going to get a cow.
You should get a mini cow.
I want a Highland cow. But the only problem is, the only problem is the dogs are definitely going to eat the shit.
You can keep them separate. The cow can stay in there. Dude, and the dogs
my dogs are going to chase it and bully them.
I think the cow would, like, kick him.
Yeah, probably.
Like a donkey.
Give her a nice little donkey kick.
I mean, they are cattle dog.
Yeah, they chase and nip your ankles. It feels really nice.
Hey.
So there was that. I haven't named him yet. I'm going back and forth. I think I like Turbo.
I like Turbo.
Charlie wants to play Fetch. We're not playing Fetch. We're playing podcast time. It's time to talk. Shit.
I'm really tired today.
Me too. I woke up from a nap. I had a nice nap.
Well, you all know what I did today?
Let me hear.
Okay, so woke up, did some work on my iPad, you know. What did I do? Oh, then I went and got a facial. That was so nice.
From Ruslan?
No. Not one of those.
Charlie, lay down.
An actual facial.
Like,
and
okay.
Sit.
What kind of, do you get a dermaplane?
Dermaplane, yep. And then I got oxygen, which, like, it's like this machine and it pumps oxygen into your face.
Yeah.
And it's really cold. It feels good. And then after that, pretty sure I met with, we went to the gym.
Yep.
Went to the gym.
I'm starting to go to the gym again because I feel lazy.
Yep. And then we went to Fit Stop and got food. And then we went to the vet. I didn't get food.
I got food.
Protein shake.
Hawaiian barbecue.
I had Chick-fil-A before.
Oh, yeah, fatty.
And then went to the vet because Rocco has, like, stuffy nose. Yep, then now we're here.
Yep. I took a nap.
I want to take a nap. Yeah. Actually, I went home. I did the dishes, the laundry.
I didn't.
Ordered some more groceries. Vacuumed, cleaned up.
Period.
Yep, because I'm a clean freak.
I need to stop cussing as much. I think that's a goal for me.
To stop cussing?
Cuss, maybe not stop.
I don't think you cuss,
like,
that much.
I cuss. I say the F word like every other word, so.
Oh, yeah, you do say that.
Kirsten got a new house. She moved out. Congrats to her.
Yes.
Happy for her. She's going to have a baby and do a nursery and everything, and... My house flooded last week. If you guys didn't watch that, nice story. Supposedly I have to rip the floors out because there's mold, but I don't really have enough energy to do that. Doug said not to.
He said
leave it until it smells like cat piss.
But if it gets mold, then you can't live here because it's black mold.
I probably won't be living here at the time. I'll probably have 13 new houses by then.
Oh, okay.
Not actually. I only want one.
Moving.
I have one desire to get one house.
Smaller or bigger?
It's bigger, I think.
Bigger?
Well, I want a specific house, and it's got a place for everything, you know what I'm saying?
You live by yourself, though.
No, I don't.
With your 12 dogs.
I'm going to get a security guard. I'm going to get a 24-hour security guard. I'm not going to do that. But a girl can dream, you know what I'm saying? Is my dad's old house.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that.
I want to look at that, yeah.
But don't the people live in France?
Yeah. I'm going to have to make a discussion
with
them.
It's like their snowbird house.
I want to see if they want to have any ideas of passing up a nice offer. It's a lot, though. It's like double this house.
Yeah, I think it's like $5 million, probably.
Yeah, probably.
It's really nice, though.
Yeah, it is. Anywho.
So, Illinois, your show... How'd that go?
You have to ask me deeper questions than that, because I can give you a general aspect of how it went, but
okay.
To be honest with you, it's full of fucking drama, but it's fine.
How did your performance go?
It was well. I'd say I felt a little bit more confident this time, except for the words to my songs. Every time I'm up there and I'm staring at people's faces, I tend to forget.
I'm pointing at the screen.
What they're saying.
I did all that work and you didn't look at the screen once.
Yeah, I did.
Barely.
I did. My friends fucked up the words a few times over here.
Me?
Scrolling.
Oh, Trayvon fell into the screen and made the words go off. So then I had to hurry up and mess with the iPad.
And then when I would like close my eyes and think about something, I didn't have the patience to look at the screen and then make it obvious and then look back. So I just...
Yeah.
In my head. Yeah. I made up a fucking bridge. And then I was like, that's wrong.
The drummer messed up a couple times.
Oh, the drummer was...
But he was
new. He was new. He didn't know too much about the songs. So hopefully the drummer that originally practiced with comes back and helps me out with a better performance.
Yeah.
But hopefully two of my band members didn't show up this last time, so we had to...
How did you do that? Isn't that his own collar? How'd you do that?
He likes to chew stuff up. I took it off.
Oh.
Hi. So, anywho, that was fun. We did an escape room.
Yeah.
The last time I did an escape room was probably like ninth grade.
I thought I was going to be good, but no.
You thought you were going to be good?
Yeah.
Like, good at it?
Yeah.
I got in there and I struggled a little bit. Like, where do you start?
It's like, yeah, I didn't know. Just unlock everything is all I could think about. But then it's like you have to think about, like when we put that tripod with the strings, like I was like, how did you figure that out?
Because I had a picture of it.
Yeah, but like the colors on it, you had to match the colors to the lock.
That was just like, my brain.
How are you supposed to know that?
I don't know. My brain just functions pretty good.
Yeah, you were really good.
Gabby, come here. Yeah, I did pretty well, I thought. I had my security guard was pretty smart too. But other than that,
the both
was
of
fun.
You, I think, got us out. I helped on the very last clue. I figured it out.
I think everybody just gave up because people were drunk. Also like 15 Trayvon people. And Connor were drunk.
There was 15 people in there. It's like, what are we all going to do?
There was 15 in there?
No, I'm saying like...
Oh, it just I was going to say, like, I didn't count that many.
And there was eight. There was eight of us.
That's a lot.
So it was like eight people doing an escape room is just too many people.
Yeah.
Because we all can't help.
No.
Then, yeah, three people are drunk, so they were just being annoying.
Oh, it's so annoying. Oh, let me get this. Bleh, putting the numbers wrong. I'm like, oh, my God, we're
move.
Not
going to
get
it. Let me do it.
I'm like, move. Yeah, move out of the way. I got it. Don't worry about it. Totally. Bree ordered some Arby's. What'd you get?
I'm starving. Beef and cheddar.
Beef and cheddar, Big Mac. Beef, extra beef,
that's
side of clit.
McDonald's.
Side of clit and...
No, beef and cheddar, extra cheddar.
I've seen a few Arby's.
Curly fries and root beer.
That's why I'm not interested in eating that.
It's actually really good.
So, sorry, we're back. Off track. We had to get a food situation.
Little snack.
We're hungry. Let's go back to Illinois.
Pop-up shop.
I explained that there was a lot of people coming. And they came.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, we went to breakfast. Bless you. Next morning, we went to breakfast. Then, what did we do after that?
We went back, took a nap.
Soundcheck.
Took a nap, went to soundcheck.
Mm-hmm. Let's think about the fact that after the show, okay, we did a podcast with the guy from the show. And then I performed. And then after, right, we went to the club. Ethan decided to book us a 7 a.m. flight, so we had to drive 2 hours to Chicago, get on a 7 a.m. flight.
We'd be there at 5 a.m.
We were hammered.
And drive 2 hours, so we left at 3, and Ethan made us go to the club at 1 a.m., so then we had to leave at 2 or 2:30.
He said, just for an hour.
Yeah, we were hammered.
Hammered. Then we had to go back to the Airbnb. We had
no
to pack
sleep.
Up all our stuff.
No
that
sleep.
Took so
club.
Long. No sleep.
Another club. No Another sleep. Club. Flight. No sleep. Not fun.
And then what happened?
Don't recommend.
And then what happened?
Oh, and then Trayvon threw up all over the plane.
Yeah, but what happened in the car?
Trayvon.
<Mm-mm.
laughs> Oh.
Yeah, we got pulled over.
Oh, my God. We were sleeping, and then we woke up, and I see cop lights. I'm like, So confused. Just wake up out of nowhere.
We got pulled over.
We got pulled over because our driver had a suspended license in that state.
He didn't know that. He didn't know. They asked for all of our IDs.
Yeah, he took everyone's IDs, even when we were sleeping. Woke us up to get our ID.
For what reason? Whatever.
Yeah.
We got to the airport.
Made it to the airport. Then I had to buy freaking clear because the line was like wrapped around the entire building.
So long, we weren't going to make it. There's no way.
Yeah, we wouldn't have made it. So I had to pay $200 for clear. Better be worth it.
Mm-hmm. It is. I use it.
But for what airline? For all of them?
Yeah.
No, because some of them are TSA pre. Is that the same?
That three things. Clear is basically TSA, but you pay for it.
Yeah. So then we got on our flight. Trayvon threw up everywhere.
Oh, so embarrassing.
I slept the entire time.
I had second embarrassment so bad.
The guy next to me smelled really, really bad, and
I was like, sorry.
I felt really bad. Yeah, I woke up. I hear Trayvon. I didn't know it was Trayvon at first. It sounded like an old man was choking. And I woke up and I was looking around. I'm like, oh my God, someone's dying on our flight. Charlie. And it was Trayvon puking behind me in the bathroom.
He was like, oh my God. And then, oh my God. I was like, I woke up and I was like. And the lady next to him moved over. She moved.
Yeah, and then we got off the plane. He goes, I'm so sorry.
He told her that?
Yeah. She said, no, it's okay. She didn't really know what to say.
She's probably like,
yeah, then we came home and I slept for like 5 hours because I was so exhausted. Yeah, there was a lot of drama, but we're not going to get into that because just...
We don't care.
Don't really want to talk about that again.
Yep. We should ask each other funny questions. Can we?
Oh! Wait.
Oh. Charlie.
Okay, what do you want to ask?
Back up, bitch.
Oh, my God.
So now we're bored because we don't know what else to talk about.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I don't do drama, so I'm not talking about it.
She doesn't do drama, so she's not going to talk about it. I've actually been staying offline for a little bit. Kind of just posting, living life, you know, on the edge. I'm not really talking to too many people right now. I'm in the timeout chair.
Well, we're also going to Sexy Red.
Get it sexy. Get it sexy. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we're going to Sexy Red's concert.
Well, you know that ass super fat.
The 25th. And we get to meet her. I'm so excited.
Do you have a secret talent? What?
I can queef on command.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
He said, bro.
No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear it.
Why have to be in a position? I'm not going to do it.
Doggy? Right there. Doggy? Stop. Uh-huh. Like ABCs? All right. It's like
not like that. I can just be in doggy mode. No.
Yeah, I can do that too. I think it's my butthole usually. I'm just kidding. Not funny. Okay.
Wait, my turn.
I don't know if I have a secret talent.
Yeah, what's yours?
I can play the piano.
That's not a secret.
It used to be. What else? I don't know.
You don't know.
Shit.
You can tie the cherries thing.
I can tie a stem with my tongue.
You can tie a knot with the cherry.
I can suck dick. Excuse me.
What's something embarrassing you've done and never told anyone?
It's not really embarrassing. It's kind of fucked up.
What?
One time, my boyfriend was cheating on me. And I drove by his house and I saw a bitch's car out front. So I had a bunch of frozen mixed berries and I covered her car.
You ever seen those
wait,
people?
Wait. The boy's dad cleaned the car off for me.
Oh my gosh. You ever seen those people that put the saran wrap around someone's car?
Yeah. My brother had that nose.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of like what else is like embarrassing.
All I can think about is like during sex or something. That would be something nobody knows about.
I've thrown up on someone's dick before.
I've definitely.
Like while it's in your mouth and you vomit and then you swallow it.
Then it goes back down.
I do that too. Shit. I'm like, oh, I really hope they didn't feel that warmth.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
With what? Men?
In general. No, just like a pet peeve of yours.
Maisie. You have to give me a substance because
you want me to tell you mine?
Or specific because I have a lot.
I have a lot too. One of mine is lying.
Me too.
Like I hate when it. Someone lies.
I hate when people pretend to be something they're not. Like, why are you flexing that? You know you don't have it.
Yeah, like when they pull up in their dad's whip and they're like,
yeah.
Yeah, this is mine.
Mm-hmm. It's not. And they do that shit to flex. Like, I know Justin mm-hmm. Bieber.
Oh.
Yeah. But like, I'd probably say, okay, one, leaving the toilet seat up. The fuck? Put it down. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving wet towels on the ground. Why are we doing that? I have a lot. I think it's more of the OCD. Like, mm-hmm. not wiping down the counters.
That's mine.
Why are the counters not wiped?
When you cook and don't clean after?
Yeah, like when I'm staring at this table right now, like I see crumbs.
Anything dirty.
And you know who that's from? Probably Trayvon.
Not me.
I don't like when a shirt's too tight.
Oh, me too. And I'm just like,
yeah. I don't like wearing bras.
Gross. I don't either. Socks to bed.
I can't do that. If I'm sweating, I start to tweak. I'm trying to think of like other pet peeves.
You can ask, but I have like a lot. There's
when
texting
someone like, oh, my turn. When you were a kid, what did you give your favorite toy or stuffed animal? What? What name did you give them? Did you have a fluffy toy?
Yeah, but I don't remember their name.
I don't either. I used to have the littlest pet shop.
I remember, I had a Zuzu pet.
And what the fuck is that?
You don't know what a Zuzu pet is? You put the batteries in the little hamster and it went ding. And then you bought it like the tunnels. You never had a Zuzu pet.
I had Polly Pockets.
I had Polly
Littlest
Pockets.
Pet Shop.
Zuzu pets were the best.
And you know when you go to Michael's and there's those little animals?
Mm-hmm.
I had all the animals.
Remember that
the
game?
The horses, the pigs.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Where you like buy the animal and you hook it up online.
Yeah, Webkinz.
And you play the Webkinz.
I had a bunch of those too.
What's your worst hookup?
Oh my god. The worst?
I know your worst.
I know what I mean.
The guy that smelled.
Oh no, I didn't hook up with him. The fuck? Hell no.
Okay, well I'm thinking like
hookup? Okay, I'm gonna say like actual physical like sex.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to say, Halloween. Smallest thing I've ever seen. Ever in my life. Ever in my life. It was so small I couldn't feel anything and I started crying. So I ran in the shower, and my other friend was in there with her man's, the hookup at the time. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in there naked, and I was like, boo, I don't know what this is. I can't do it. I'm sitting in the toilet. I'm like, oh, my God.
I came over the next day, and you told me.
Oh, my God. I've never experienced that in my life. I was like, oh, this is so fun, so cute. No. What is this?
It's so little.
And he has spit. Okay, he was trying to be, like, sexual, and he full-on just spit in my face, but it was like a loogie. I want to throw up.
I don't do spit.
Nope. Like,
do not spit in my mouth. Oh my god.
I like when people slap me.
I don't like spit. It's gross.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want you to
unless
spit
it's like
in my
water
mouth,
like, or like ice.
Yeah, that's different. I'm saying like straight like
yeah, ew.
Like
in my eyes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so that was probably one of the worst. And I also have had a boyfriend once that I just didn't enjoy doing anything. And it was mostly for him to feel good. Yeah, that was bad.
I always forget about
and
him.
I know multiple people shared that intimacy
about
with the same person. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, your turn.
If you could make the ultimate sandwich, what would be on it?
Oh. Turkey, ham, mayonnaise, mustard, American cheese, and pickle chips. And pickles.
Ooh.
It's so good. The pickle chips with pickles. Oh. The little pickle circles.
Pickle chips, though.
So good.
Yeah. Like actual pickles.
You have
like
to have chips on it, though.
Actual Lay's.
The crunch makes the sandwich so much better.
Yes. It's
so good.
I really like tuna melt.
Yeah, we know.
So that's my ultimate.
Tuna melt.
I'd have to say. But I also want to know your worst hookup.
I don't have hookups.
Yeah, you do. With me.
I'm not,
I'm just kidding. Before your boyfriend.
That was like 6 years ago.
Before your boyfriend, have you ever had anyone that you were like, this is the worst shit?
Yeah, actually. Oh, there was a couple. The one time I already talked about when I snuck the person over and then we did it and they popped my cherry and it was really awkward.
There was blood everywhere?
Yeah, and it was like just really bad and it was like 2 seconds and then it was like, I'm bleeding. What is this?
My cherry got popped by fingers.
Fingers?
Fingers. Big bitch.
I didn't even know that.
Big Lincoln
Log. Do you ever think that's weird that like once you pop your cherry, you can't go back?
Yeah, I think I was just on my period.
Like, what even is pop your cherry?
I don't know. What is a cherry popping? Should we look it up? Hey, Siri. What does it mean when you pop someone's cherry?
1, vulgar slang to have sexual intercourse with a virgin, especially a female. This answer is from thefreedictionary.com.
I didn't really get
What does popping your cherry mean?
Hey, Siri. What does popping your cherry mean?
How do you pop
to pop your cherry is to do something for the first time. This is from wordreference.com.
Let me see.
Maybe it's just fucking in. Maybe there's like a strap or something in there.
The breaking of a woman's hymen during sex.
Is it specific?
Which may slightly bleed, evoking the red color of the cherry. Your hymen?
That's weird. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is. Okay, what is your biggest red flags in men? No job. No car.
Okay, yeah, that's probably a no-brainer. No job, no strive for motivation at all. Mm-hmm. Can't work anything handy. Why can't you fix my truck? I don't know. Red flag. Why aren't you opening my doors? Can you cook?
Yep.
If you can't cook or mow the lawn.
Hey, I can do both.
Yep, you can. That's why we're getting married. if you're still talking to your ex, you're not friends with her. So.
These are a little targeted.
I didn't mean to be. It's kind of more of just like I'm pissed off.
You're just thinking of that person.
Yeah, well. Yeah, if you're still talking to your ex, and then, like, that's a red flag, no. Hanging out with girls and saying they're your friends.
Snapchatting other girls is a red flag.
Having girlfriends?
Because it's not your friends.
You definitely hooked up with them. Let's see. Men that try to convince you that your feelings are invalid, like, they don't matter. Like, they just kind of, like, blow you off a little bit. That's kind of annoying, but most of the time I don't have feelings, so. What else? Yeah, like no drive to like have a job or work or anything. It's kind of just no.
Or like not helping with things.
Cloud chasers.
Like not, if like I cook, you clean. If you don't do that, that's just a red flag.
If you don't communicate, red flag.
Yep.
If you're petty, red flag. Go to the gym, do something to get your mind off of me. It's going to be hard, but what else? What would you say?
I said, what was the first one? No job, not having a car.
What about like in the relationship? Like say you already start dating somebody.
That's
they start
what I said.
Doing things.
Okay. Like Snapchatting,
like
girls.
Hiding your keys and not letting you leave.
Like being
not letting you go to the gym.
That's just controlling.
Telling you
being
what to wear.
Being a narcissist. I don't do any of that.
Making you feel bad for hanging out without them. Telling you that they're going on trips and then letting you know there's girls there when there's really not. They were just doing that to piss you off. Getting drunk every night.
There's a lot.
Yeah. Casino. Getting it on. Spending your money.
Spending $10,000 on one casino trip.
Not knowing how to save your money.
What's your biggest turn on?
Oh.
With men. Or like just red flags. Green flags.
Passion for something they care about. supportive. No matter if it's negative or positive, they still support you. Like getting another dog, that's fine. Do what you gotta do if you can support it.
Support me getting another dog.
Helpful and handy.
Yep.
If you can fix a dryer, you can fix me. Not actually. What else? Very good at communicating. Telling you how they feel. Biggest turn on, eyes. I think eyes are killer. Charlie.
Mine's abs.
Smell. Good hygiene. Because if you fucking smell like poopy, nope. Not doing it. What else? What's like the deal breaker? Like there's something that somebody says or does that way you're just done.
Cheating.
Okay. Do you have to have like proof?
Yes.
So you have to like see everything?
Yeah, because people say stuff and then it's like, some people just want to ruin your relationship.
Yeah, I know. That's true. There is a lot of those.
Yeah, so you can't believe everything everyone says.
I'd probably say, if they're like a Scientologist or like an atheist. If they're an atheist.
What's that?
They don't believe in Jesus.
Oh.
Like it's just like no brainer. Like they talk about like, we've been on this earth billions of years and that we were apes or something.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. Okay. Also, I go with cheating too.
Yeah. And lying.
I seem to give people a few chances.
So. Lying is also. Like if you keep lying.
Yeah, but that's not like the deal breaker. Where it's like, no.
Clap. It is, unless.
Getting chlamydia.
Depending how many chances. You give.
Yeah, like.
Because it depends what they're lying about.
If they, like, but what if you're, like, first at, like, talking, though? Like, you just start talking and someone's, like, and you're, like, fuck no.
Yeah, if I start talking to someone and they're small lying dick. To me and I'm, like, oh.
I'm just kidding. I don't know until, like, halfway
in. You don't know until you're there.
No, yeah, you don't know until you're there and then you're, like, oop. Mm-hmm. And then you're, like, already dating at that point. So yeah. I'm kind of fucked. But,
that's a doesn't good want kids.
Yeah.
Because I want kids. At least 2 to 3. But, all right, I think that's all we have for you today.
Yeah, we're actually going on to the next one.
And then we're going to go get Mr. and Mrs. Crab.
And then we're going to go eat crab. I'm so excited.
Well, it depends what time it is.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. We're going to go straight from here.
Yeah. All right, see you guys next week.
Love you guys. Thanks for watching. And make sure you watch the next one because that one's even funnier. All right, love you.
Bye.